Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'd love to welcome you to April's Show Your Shine podcast. The topic this month is accountability. Just hearing the word accountability can give the majority of us an ugh factor feeling. Really, what's all the fuss about? Why is it so important and yet so difficult for most of us to achieve? If you're like me, what usually pops into my mind first is the why can't do it questions. Like, what am I responsible for now? When and where do I fit this into my already busy schedule? And what if I don't know how? Or the most restricting question of all, what if I fail? Well, hold it. It's time to put the brakes on our thoughts for a second and stop worrying about the finish line. We haven't even taken the first step yet. Maybe one reason why so many of us won't take that first step. I looked up accountability in the dictionary. No wonder it petrifies so many of us. Here are a few words to describe it. Affliction, blame, burden, concern, difficulty, excess baggage, fault, guilt, hardship, liability, load, punishment, strain, trouble, work worry. I am definitely getting the picture. This is not something I want any part of. So what if we shoved all those descriptions aside and merely looked at it as being the ability to count on someone else to do something? Would that really be so bad? If we could count on someone else, we could free our thoughts and actions to focus on something new, utilize the strengths of others that are greater than our own, build strong relationships by being able to rely on each other. Accountability in this light is really a win-win for the giver and the receiver. Every Sunday morning, I can count on my husband Steve, the giver in this case, to magically prepare the most delicious fried eggs, flattened to my desired perfection, that is, squished three times with a spatula, and blanketed in fresh basil, goat cheese, and herbs, supplied by me, now the giver. Every Sunday morning, Steve can count on me, the giver in this case, to have filled the fridge with fresh eggs, cheese, and herbs, in order for him to create his masterpiece for me, now the receiver. See how easily the lines get blurred? Who is the giver and who is the receiver of accountability? And who wins the most? Doesn't the same hold true at work? Your leader asks you to do something for them, to be accountable for a particular task. This frees them up to do more things to grow the business, which in the end gives back to you by creating a happy, healthy, high-performing environment. Who wins here? The magic in mastering accountability is everyone wins. So I'm going to challenge you the next time someone asks you to take on something new, respond with gusto, "You can count on me." Even if you don't know all the answers, just dive in and see who really wins in the end. This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome April. Today is a great day to show your shine.